yeah, this is Fergus. Some people here remember Fergus. He hasn't shown up for a long time. Kind of a wayward, de-churched frog, I'd say. Kind of. But he's glad to see you today. And he got some friends, too. Tommy the Turtle. Teddy the Turtle. I don't know who they are. But anyway, Fergus always brings a story. And it's a story of Frog and Toad stories. Does anybody know Frog and Toad stories?
No.
Oh, yes. I want you to know the Frog and Toad stories.
No, I know it.
Oh, good.
I know
good.
It.
Okay.
I know it.
Okay,
I know
this
it.
One. Let's see. Let's see if you know this one. Okay? This one is called The Surprise. Okay. It was October. The leaves had fallen off the trees. They were lying on the ground. I will go to Toad's house, said Frog. I will rake all the leaves that have fallen on his lawn, and won't he be surprised? Huh. So Frog took a rake out of the garden shed. Toad looked out his window. These messy leaves have covered everything, said Toad. He took a rake out of his closet. I will run over to Frog's house, and I will rake all of his leaves. Frog will be very pleased. Frog ran through the woods so that Toad would not see him. Toad ran through the high grass so that Frog wouldn't see him. Frog came to Toad's house. He looked in the window. Good, said Frog. Toad is out. He will never know who raked his leaves. Toad got to Frog's house. He looked in the window. Good, he said. Frog is not home. He will never guess who raked his leaves. So Frog worked hard. He raked the leaves into a pile, and soon Toad's lawn was clean. And Frog picked up his rake and started home. Toad pushed and pulled on the rake he had, and he raked the leaves into a pile, and soon there was not a single leaf on Frog's lawn. And Toad took his rake and started home. Uh-oh. A wind came, and it blew across the land. The pile of leaves that Frog had raked for Toad blew everywhere. And the pile of leaves that Toad had raked blew everywhere. When Frog got home, he said, "Oh, tomorrow I'll clean up my own mess. They're all over my lawn. But how surprised must Toad be?" Well, Toad got home. He wasn't surprised at all. He saw a lot of messy leaves on his own front yard. But he said, how surprised Frog is going to be. That night, Frog and Toad were both happy when they each turned out the light and went to bed. They were happy because... They were happy because... They were happy because... They had done something good and fun for each other. But neither of them knew about it. Yeah, but they were still happy. Yeah, they were good friends. Very good friends. But they woke up in the morning, and it was a surprise, in a way. That's kind of our surprise for today. Okay? Don't be too happy. Okay, thanks for coming.